In the age of the interstate highway, it is easy to forget how important the railroad was to the development of the twin cities of Champaign and Urbana. Indeed, Champaign would probably not exist today if the Illinois Central Railroad had instead laid its lines slightly to the east in 1855. But the promise of cheap flat land led to the railroad's decision to place the tracks 2 miles to the west, where a small village grew up around the depot. It grew rapidly and became the city of Champaign in 1860. After the Civil War, local businessman Clark Griggs helped to bring a new east-west line right through the heart of Urbana, opening in 1869. After construction of the Indianapolis, Bloomington, and Western Railroad, local merchants no longer had to ship goods through the Champaign Depot. The railroad not only provided Urbana with freight lines, but also helped to bolster the economy by providing nearly 400 jobs during the peak of the industry. Just east of this depot, there was a switching yard and roundhouse called the Shops, where railroad workers would service up to 15 engines at once. Along with the roundhouse were machine shops and a massive power plant.
The IB&W, which one Wag dubbed the I'd Better Walk Railroad, merged with the Big Four Railway in 1890. Soon after, local newspapers began a campaign for a new station to replace the modest wood-framed building that seemed a poor cousin to Champaign's beautiful Illinois Central Depot. In 1917, this building was completed, providing handsome new quarters for the Big Four. The station's architecture reflects the railroad's intention to build a practical yet attractive building that for most local residents would symbolize the convenience and quality of its service. It is constructed of brick and has a horizontal limestone base, water table, and cornice. The windows on the station are small rectangular windows with stained glass and limestone sills. A semicircular window with a classical surround sits above the main entrance to the station. Already in decline by the 1920s, with the advent of the interstate highway system, the use of the station diminished, and this building was last used as a passenger station in 1957. The depot then sat empty until it was converted into a theater in the late 1960s.
There were other changes, and the rail lines went through several different corporate owners until finally becoming part of Conrail in 1976. Today, there are no tracks heading east out of Urbana, and this line is used exclusively for local freight. This building is our best reminder of the era of railroad in Urbana.